The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. For those listening in the greatest state ever, the state of Wisconsin, my home state, it is partisan primary election day, Dom. And I've mentioned, welcome, little buddy. I've mentioned I'm a little concerned that our little radio product here in Wisconsin playing across this great state. Why, I know that we're out here trying to make a clear advocation, vote no twice on the constitutional referendums there. They're trying to hoodwink us. And when I say they, I mean Robin Foss in the Wisconsin Republican-controlled legislature, because we haven't quite got to the fair maps yet. This is the work of the Republicans trying to break stuff on their way out the door. Don't let them break stuff. Vote no twice. And then do me a favor, because I want to know that people are actually listening and care and they're civically engaged. And how do I know? Send me a text. It's easy. It just takes like 30 seconds. 844-967-2789. Reassure me, because Crudy sometimes needs reassurance that you're
very
are voting no.
Man, you've been talking about this, man. You keep bringing it up all day today.
I am very concerned about this, Don, because I got a bad feeling. This is going to be a low turnout primary. And I know we've got the most civically active people anywhere. And I'd be curious, if you're out there in this world and you somehow felt compelled to vote yes, and maybe didn't really understand what the question was, because this is not an effort at transparency. This doesn't say, hey, man, we're trying to stick it to Tony Evers. This is some mumbo jumbo. And it would be easy. And I talk to people that have been confused about the nature of what they were being asked on the ballot, and good Democrats voted yes. Didn't mean to. Oh, no. Yeah, too late for no.
The intent of the voter is not necessarily exact to the question. They formulate the questions to make it confusing.
Yes.
And then they throw out the memes.
Correct.
And say, hey, you don't want to give Scott Walker, you know, ultimate power over federal dollars, do you? You know, to try to jazz up the Democrats, man. And that's how they do it. And at the end of the day, just look at what the Republicans have done in the state of Wisconsin. And if you like it, then I guess you're a yes. If you have a problem with it, you have the problem with that, the corruption and the quote unquote leadership of the mega GOP. And, you know, let's not forget they all tried to overturn the election. You know, they have some credibility problems. I don't want to trust them. We don't need to change the Constitution because they think we should.
So if you indulge Crudy, and I don't ask a lot of you, occasionally pie and cookies, attend a few parties when we come out to the community, and please vote no on these referendums, and then text me and let me know that the message got out. And if you did get confused, it's okay. I would like to know if we've had people inadvertently vote against how they maybe would have intended to if they've been confused either by memes or process or, God forbid, right-wing talk radio. Because they're out there clearly advocating for something. And I know, Dom, I've been in sales a lot of my life, radio and sales. And here's something I've noticed. If you don't tell people to call now, they don't call now. You got to literally spell it out for people. That's the way the psyche works. If you don't make a clear advocation and say, do this now, call now, 844. Boom, there's the phone. 844-967-2789. Call now. Now would be an excellent time to call. Especially if you got boonswoggled like yours truly into tuning into some Twitter Spaces crap with Elon Musk and Donald Trump last night. I felt like I owed it to the listeners of this fine program, Don.
really? Did. I kind of assume that you would have gotten everything you expected when you tuned into this debacle that was the Twitter, the Elon and the Trump. I mean, Elon, he's not a journalist, man. You know, I mean, apparently he gets up there and does the yeah.
He seemed a lot more like a fluffer than a journalist.
Well, of course, because he's not. And just because you're rich doesn't mean you know how to do everything. And what he's and certainly what he wasn't doing is, to my understanding from the reporting that I've seen, was not asking any tough questions. Of course not. These are two guys on the same side of almost every issue trying to fluff each other up. So no, thank you. I don't need to be around for that circle jerk.
It was almost literally that. And I do know what the meaning of the word literally. It was almost literally that. It was the most sycophantic interview I've ever heard in my life. And it hardly even was an interview. It was just Donald Trump running roughshod over the rich kid. He just kept talking. And when finally, you know, between the yeah, I mean, he sounded like freaking Beavis or Butthead. Which one's the yeah kid?
In response to Trump's rambling, continued to say yeah.
That's all he had to say. And once in a while, he would, you know, Trump would run out of gas on his four tangent length, no grammar. I mean, there's no periods. There's no punctuation. If it was written out, it's just a word salad of blah. I mean, he's just barfing it out.
No, right. And meandering mind is just, he's just thinking things and they're coming out of his mouth. And they're, I'm sure, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, repeats of all the crap he said over the last 10, 15, 20, his lifetime, man. You know the shtick from Donald Trump. You know he's going to roll over anyone who's going to try to interview him. If they actually ask him a tough question, you're nasty. That's a nasty question.
There were no
say hello.
Nasty questions.
No,
and I could not. I did not listen to 2 hours, Tom. There's no way in hell. But I listened as long as my body would hold out and allow me to do so without throwing my phone at the wall. I mean, first and foremost, this thing started 45 minutes late. And it's funny because your Twitter profile is right there. And I had no idea. We've blocked Elon Musk. Can't tweet at us. We've blocked him as the devil's advocates. So it was like Trump's little Twitter profile. And then it was Elon's little Twitter profile. Then the devil's advocates. And so you know who is.
We don't block Trump, but we block Elon.
We blocked Elon. Trump hasn't been tweeting. His stock took a dive yesterday when he went back to Twitter, even for the day. But here's the interesting point. You know who was immediately to our right flank? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, great.
She was next to me on the icon list. And then I went down to see how many other of these Freedom Caucus members. But there were a large number of people when the event finally got started, Dom. We've got sound.
Now, he claimed there was a DDoS attack, right? That some sort of...
You can claim whatever you want, man. Nobody attacked Twitter. Do you remember the Ron DeSantis rollout? Was it a DDoS attack then too,
no,
Elon?
No, Trump was all over that, right? Oh, you know, little Marco, terrible rollout, terrible, terrible. And then he does the same thing. But of course, I mean, you can't ask the guy to be consistent, be critical of his own actions, his own interview, his own attempt at the Twitter thing, and be consistent and compare it to
It wasn't
to
even
Marco.
A video live stream, dude. It was an audio stream. The sound quality was not even great. It was just audio, and they couldn't deliver the audio. They could not get people into the Twitter spaces to deliver the audio. I mean, it was rough. It was a cluster, and then they started talking. Actually, we've got Elon, and I see a caller. I see Aldis, our friend Aldis. Be a little patient. We'll get to you. But I listened to this thing last night, so some of you got to suffer through a little bit of broccoli eating, sort of double rich guy. Broccoli with a little side of Tesla caviar on top.
All right.
Elon interviewing Trump after he apologizes. You know, his platform was attacked and all. Played for the people, Rich. Elon.
Apologies for the late start. We unfortunately had a massive distributed denial of service attack against
hogwash. Malarkey.
Saturated all of our data lines.
Oh, that's a shame. It's almost like you don't have enough staff to keep Twitter up and running.
Yeah, weird. Hope that doesn't happen to the cars.
It was, and that's how it started, with an apology. Oh, I mean, if we started this show 45 minutes late with an apology, we wouldn't have to worry about people listening to it. And this was promised to be the greatest interview in history. I had to go to Elon's Twitter feed because apparently we blocked him. But I went to Elon's Twitter feed and he was claiming best interview ever. And they did fire. That was like his interview style. If he wasn't kissing Trump's ass and he started with the question about the assassination attempt. Oh, Mr. Trump, you were so brave. Like your reaction when you got shot and you didn't duck or anything. I'm thinking he was ducking. He was ducking. But then he stood up and, you know, you said fight. And you're so cool, Mr. Trump. And could you tell us how cool you are? That was like the tone. Improve your lie. Winner rules.
Winner rules, right.
I can't believe Elon felt the need to kiss his ass as such. And Elon, go ahead.
I just want to hear the bloody ear, the Trump cut number 9, if you would please, Rich.
I didn't know I had that much blood. The doctors later told me that the ear is a place that is a very bloody place if you're going to get hit. But in this case, it was probably the best alternative you could even think about.
Well, yeah, a skull shot being the alternative, yeah, that would have been bad.
That'd been much worse than the ear. Now, I did notice in that a little slurring, and I did see last night the social media blowing up, number one, about the DDoS, quote-unquote, attack on Twitter. No one believes that. And then Trump getting a little lispy.
Did you notice
any of that?
I did not. But I only listened for like the first 45 minutes. And this is the very beginning. But I did not discern, other than the fact, you know, for this highfalutin best interview ever, the audio quality kind of sucked. The Twitter spaces sucks. Just saying. If you don't like me, block me back, Elon. We have time for any more here? No, not yet. Not right now. So we'll come back. We'll play you a little bit more.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines. Callers, be patient. We'll get to you shortly. 844-967-2789.
I've been checking the text line. Here's a nice one. Crudy, number 707 at the Middleton Cop Shop. That's a lot of votes on a partisan primary day. 3 p.m. I colored in 10 circles, but the most important were Melissa Agard. She's running for Dane County Executive, a well-known state lawmaker. Love Melissa Agard. Well done, ma'am. No and no, says Katie in Middleton. And then she goes and ruins it. She tells us she's Jeff from Shorewood, sister. I wouldn't claim that publicly, Katie. I've met the man. Appreciate you voting no twice. A lot of people doing so. Two huge no votes. I voted early last week. Eric from McFarland says, probably 3 because my sons will too. A lot of people's kids are doing the right thing. My kids have checked in. That's 4 more no no's. And then double barreled no's. I like it when you text in and reassure me because I've been kind of anxious all day long about the outcome of the constitutional referendums in the state of Wisconsin. Right Wing Talk Radio has been out there advocating every station all up and down the dial. And then I hear Dom and Crudy doing it. You know, we tell you no, but I feel like there's too many of them. They drown us out with their putrid, righty-whitey talk. This texter tells me, also, I didn't have a spot to write in. Hell no. So I just had to fill in no twice. I know it bothers me, too, that you can't write hell no. Here's a question. Crudy, give us the scoop on Trump's lisp. What did you think the cause was? Lip injections? Loose dentures? Neural impairment? Stroke? I think that's Pam from Mount Horb asking the question. I didn't note it. Maybe I'm having the neural impairment. But I listened to it, and maybe I was just so off-put by the ass-kissing nature of Elon Musk. Like, come on, Richie Rich. Ask him a real question. So, I mean, this whole...
But you're only asked questions if you're trying to seek, you know, answers, if you actually have real curiosity. This wasn't any of that. This was an opportunity for Elon Musk to promote himself, his product, and, of course, his guy, Donald Trump. And it was an opportunity for Donald Trump to go out there and just randomly, say whatever comes to his mind for 2 hours, dude. Are you kidding me?
Well, I didn't listen for the whole 2 hours. We only ask that you listen 3 hours a day, but we try to be interesting. And there's definitely friction between the panelists. If all I did was ramble and Dom said, yeah. I mean, that was the nature of the interview last night. And then when Elon finally got around, it was basically, tell us why you're the greatest man ever, Mr. Trump. I'm so impressed by you. And I'm not really political. At one point, Elon claimed he was sort of left centrist. And I'm thinking, shut up. Left centrist, what, compared to your Nazi buddies? I'm less than impressed with Elon as a human, as a interviewer, or as a guy who broke Twitter. I mean, because Twitter, it was broken. And I sat through 45 minutes and I had heard enough. But like 20 minutes was Trump Curtis, rambling about the assassination attempt.
All you need to know is that they're rich. Donald Trump is rich.
Well, I forget Musk, they're better rich than us.
So they're better than you. They're smarter than you. They're better looking than you. They know more than you. Hey. So just remember it. Money cures all.
Well, money cured Elon's bad hairline, and money cured his weak jaw. So, yeah, with a little plastic surgery and some hair transplants, yeah, I could look a little sexier myself. I feel quite confident.
A few $1 billion, and Crudy will be on the magazine cover. 844-967-2789. Our pal Aldous, welcome back, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Aldous.
Hey, so, you know, first of all, let me just say Elon Musk is about as far left as my right foot's pinky toe. But when it comes right down to it, I'm a bad with numbers, and I understand you want us to be texting in, so I need y'all to repeat that number a couple times.
You're on the number. If you figured out how to call us, it's the same number, Aldous. You already have the number.
I'm a Gen Xer, dude. You got to tell me which is a text line. So it's a text line and a toll-free number.
Yeah, super cool.
See how that
just
works,
like you,
man?
Aldous. It's super cool. So just look at your recent dialed list and save that number for future use, and you can text on it.
Well, okay, so I'll tell you this much then. Absentee ballot from my 28-year-old stepson, who will never go to a poll if he can help it. He told me straight off he did the no's on both questions. So we've got one ballot in early from that one. Now, here's the other thing I want to reassure you about, too. So many people I have heard have been voting no who are conservative because they misunderstood it. They're confused.
Ah, that's interesting.
It's not for the lack of effort on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Aldous. I've been hearing about these damn referendums every day on Righty Whitey Talk Radio because they've got some skin in the game. They're taking away stuff from a Democratic governor. They want this to happen. They're more motivated for this to happen. All we're trying to do is maintain a status quo.
Right, but the problem is that their natural tendency, just as being conservatives politically, is to say no to change. So when you have this thing on the ballot saying, do you want this, yes or no, they go, well, no.
All this, I hope they're as dumb as you describe them as. I've met a few, and, you know, I could believe, but I still think yes or no questions. Most people can figure out.
We just need enough of them. We just need enough of them to be that dumb.
Right, yeah. Yeah, to be that confused, Aldous, and thanks for the call, man. Great to hear from you. You know, they write these referendum questions to be confusing. And I guess I hadn't considered the other side, as Aldis points out. You know, if your natural reaction is no to everything, and Curdy, you know me, what's my first answer to almost
no?
Hell no.
I'm shocked each and every day when you show up for the radio show. Because when you're woke up this morning, I know the answer was no. You doing a radio show today? Nope.
I get there. I'm always here. Mostly, sometimes Fridays.
My son has a friend named Joseph, and he's got a few verbal challenges, but Joseph's a big kid and a nice kid, and he had a birthday recently. So my wife helped Caden buy a shirt for his buddy Joseph, and the shirt is like, you know, blue, just a normal color, but the lettering is neon pink, and it says, nope.
Nope.
And that's Joseph's favorite thing to say, because people tell him that all the time. You know, he's gone for food in the cupboard or something. Nope, nope, nope. Today, Joseph, live his words. It's nope twice. That's very similar to ope, but it's nope. Don't vote ope. More doubts.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, where working people come to talk. There ain't no Richie Riches around here, but that Laguna Beach guy.
I wouldn't call this working, Crudy.
Well, we show up every day and we do our best. Some days it feels like work. Most days I got to spend time with you feel like work. Got to be honest with you, man.
Oh, come on, man. This is the highlight of your day, Curdy. Say it. You know it.
Depends on whether or not I ate lunch.
You get grabby. You get hangry.
I am a little hangry now. Peanut butter jelly. Got to hold me over till the end of the show.
Oh. Come on, big fella.
I'm going to say the number slowly for all this, all the Gen Xers, okay. Yeah. All the boomers, all the people listening. Because apparently sometimes you don't realize it's not just a phone number. It's also a text line. 844-967-2789. And if you
and it's real easy to remember. It's 844-96-PARTY. See? 844-96-PARTY. And you can text, you can send memes, you can send pictures. It's like a regular text line and a phone line.
People do that, only much like Dom, you act like a millennial. You don't even respond to text. You don't even look at them. You don't even.
I mean,
I do. And so
you've kind of just taken that duty over, though. It's kind of just been kind of your thing.
It is my thing.
Grab the phones. Yeah. And then you look on your phone and you get all the texts.
So if Dom doesn't take your call, blame him. And if Dom doesn't read your text, also blame Dom. I have been reading the text, very nice text, and I am encouraged because I am concerned, Dom, that the constitutional amendments, those listing in Wisconsin, we got a partisan primary going on today. And I am a little concerned. I'm not going to say worried, a little anxious that the constitutional amendments are going to pass because we and others like us have not been clear in our advocation for voting no twice. And the fact that right-wing talk radio is out there trying to confuse people, and there was a very effective Scotty Wanker meme. It showed Wanker like, you wouldn't possibly want to give this guy the power, would you? Vote yes! And I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't believe it.
Come on. Crude, I would disagree to some degree. We have been very clear on our no's since this came out. We have been very clear. There's been no waffling. Hey, what do you think about this? Is this a great idea? Or is Robin Voss really looking out for the people of Wisconsin? No, that's never been the thing. It's always been no, 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 no.
Yeah, but I'm worried we haven't been repetitive enough. Usually, I leave the repetitive nature to you, Dom. But you know, sometimes to get the message across to the broad audience, you got to say it over and over again. So no, no again.
No, no.
And then please text Crudy and reassure me that I'm not just talking to the wind here, that we're moving hearts and minds and perhaps the electorate here in the great state of Wisconsin, because That is what is most important to me. And hanging out with you on the radio, that's, you know, just how we try to accomplish it.
Moving Wisconsin forward.
It is the highlight of my day most days. I'll be honest. It is. But I don't really have a day job. So, you know, I kind of wait till 3 o'clock. You know, it's like it gets better at 3. Then I see Dom and I'm like, oh.
Boy. Yeah, come on. What are you talking about today?
I can't wait to talk about the Richie Rich senatorial candidate from the state of Wisconsin suing TV stations because an ad said mean things about him, Dom. But I did want to work our way through, and we're going to give Rich just a minute to take a few of the phone calls. I did want to work our way through a little bit more of the Richie Rich interviews. Insurrectionist Don, the former president, went on the Twitter spaces last night. It sounded like an AOL meetup, and the dial-up wasn't working properly. It started 45 minutes late, so they had all sorts of tech problems. Started with an apology, and then Trump rambling. Long-form Trump rambling, and Elon barely interrupting him with a, yeah, you're the greatest, yeah. So let's play a little more sound. Maybe I mischaracterized it. Others say Trump sounded really lispy. And I found the sound quality, at least on the back porch, listening on a cell phone, on Twitter spaces, I didn't notice. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to crap on him for that. Just the content of what he said, not the delivery. The content sucked. Was he not going to stop talking about the assassination attempt after that one speech at the RNC? And then never going to talk about it again until Elon said, well, tell me about the assassination and how great you were. Sure. How long you got? I got 2 hours of material on this. I got
all night, baby.
Well, a few more.
He doesn't have a job either. We have some of the Donald Trump sound from the interview, quote unquote, with Elon Musk last night. I think we left off cut number 10, Rich, if you would please. Here's Trump on the immigrants.
These are rough people. These are people that are in jail for murder and all sorts of things, and they're releasing them into our country, and they're telling them, if you come back, we're going to kill you. We're going to give you the death penalty or kill you, so they don't want to come back.
But I'm going to send them back.
That's a little thick tongue. Yeah, and I believe he's getting, like, insane asylums and asylum. Is he confusing these things?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Said he literally got crucified, so I'm looking for the stigmata at this point.
A couple more from the former guy. Let's play cut number 11, please.
You fight for election integrity, and you end up getting indicted because you're fighting for election integrity. And when the day comes that you can't fight for election integrity, you don't have a country anymore.
So oh, here's happens, a little lispy.
What happens is they went after their political opponent, me. Now, Biden's, close to vegetable stage, in my opinion. Okay, I looked at him today on the beach, and I said, why would anybody allow him? The guy could barely walk. Why would anybody allow him? Does he have a political advisor that thinks this looks good? He thinks this looks good because it looks so bad, and it's ridiculous. I mean, and he's been doing it for a long time.
Suffering, fucking pass.
The chair weighs about 3 ounces. It's meant for children and old people to lift, and he can't lift it.
I got to be honest. I didn't hear it that last night, but today, loud and clear, man. Oh, wow. It's like his dentures were falling out. Get him some whatever denture adhesive stuff is. Sorry, we don't have a denture adhesive sponsor here. Denture adhesive sponsor.
With the drugs wearing off? I mean, what was that? I mean,
I've never heard him speak that lispy before. I mean,
I've seen it a few times with him. And I think it's, when he gets tired, this could have been a long day for him, right? This was last night. They went longer than they thought they were possibly going to go because, of course, started 45 minutes late. He rambled for 2 hours and, maybe he's just getting tired. You know, things happen with older people when they get tired.
Does he realize Joe Biden's no longer his opponent? I mean, did he forget? Clear. Did Grandpa get a little grumpy last night? But it sounds like he's spitting the bit, Dom. It sounds to me, and I've heard this, and I don't mean to make fun of Nancy Pelosi, but she wears dentures, clearly. And I've heard it in the lispiness of how she enunciates at times. This sounds like that on steroids.
Yeah. One more from Thufferin Thuckatath, Donald Trump. The American dream is dead. Well, that's what he said to us, Critty. Let's hear what he said to Elon.
We're going to give incentive to companies to come into our country, not to leave our country. We're going to be giving tremendous incentives. We want companies to build here, not to build in other locations. And we want to create jobs. And again, it's about the American dream. You don't hear about the American dream anymore, Elon. You don't hear. You're the American dream in the truest sense. But you don't hear about the American dream anymore. And you're going to hear about it. People, they need that incentive to go out and and do it. And they're going to love their lives. I mean, they're going to look forward to getting up in the morning and going to, you know, going to a job that they love, not a job that they can't stand, or not any job at all where they have no money, where they literally have no money. And then they end up with violence and lots of other problems.
Wow. He's hard to take serious. Yeah. I mean, for both content reasons and for lispiness.
For many, many, many reasons. But yeah, the enunciation, very problematic, man. That's not normal. I mean, if that was Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden, you know, all these crowds that Donald Trump has, it's all AI. And Joe Biden got up there and started talking like this, you'd think, wow, what's going on with Joe Biden? There's something wrong with that guy. But no, they just, this is normal. This is fine for them. It's not normal. This never should be normal, let alone, I'm just talking about the delivery, let alone, as you mentioned, Curdy, the content. You know why people don't talk about the American dream, Donald Trump? Because you declared it to be dead. And there's one person, or, well, there's the one campaign that's actually talking about hope, talking about joy, talking about what kind of America we want to live in. And it's not your campaign. It's the Harris Walls campaign.
We were in the room at the Quicken Loans Arena. At his nomination speech, he said, the American dream is dead.
Is dead.
And then he reiterated that at his inaugural speech. And then for some reason you found it distasteful and got up and wanted to leave. Felt a raindrop or something.
Yeah. F that guy, man.
Jeff sent in a little meme. You know who he sounds like there? Mike Tyson.
Who?
Little Mike Tyson is. Remember when Tyson... He's going to punch you right in the spleen. It's going to make you hurt. Very lispy. Earlier, young Mike Tyson. He sounds like
everyone's
that.
Got a plant punched in the nose. No, it sounds, but I mean, it sounded like that a lot, right? He sounded like that all the time. This is not something that Donald Trump normally sounds like. Again, I think, I don't know what kind of medication he may or may not be on. I'm not saying dentures. I just think, you know, when older folks get tired, you know, they have some physical things that can happen to them. I mean, you know, Rich.
You're so brave when you're not 70 miles away.
I love you, man.
He's a trash talker even to your face.
2789.
Better say the phone number one more time, old man. People didn't hear you.
844-967-2789. Kurt from Madison. You're up. Welcome, Kurt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Kurt.
Hey. The only thing Elon was missing with his it's pathetic. I mean, all I could see is those two guys. I can't remember the cartoons, but the doofuses. That was them. Elon and Trump.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. You're the greatest. You're the greatest, Trump.
I say someone that was computer skills could easily take that audio and then add in the Beavis and Butthead lines. And then that would be a work of art.
I'll have to tune in for the Daily Show and Stephen Colbert tonight. Someone with a crew of people and not just Rich trying to lightly screen your phone call, Kurt.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for listening.
Mark from the SEC, you will wrap up this segment. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, for Trump, all the declines, I think, are all of the above. I mean, I think Trump is declining in so many different ways that it's going to be amusing and terrifying to watch at the same time. And did I hear you refer to Elon Musk as one of Trump's fluffers now?
I think he is.
It was
the worst interview I've ever heard, Mark. And we've done a few interviews, and Dom's been around for like 13 years. I've heard some bad interview questions. But at least Dom asked questions. Mark, there were no questions. There was just, yeah. That was like his interview style.
Yeah, well, apparently that's what Trump needs to perform. And that along with other medications. But anyway, that's a good program.
Thank you, sir.
I'm assuming you're talking about the greatest show ever, The Devil's Advocates radio show. You're not talking about whatever that Elon Musk, Donald Trump Twitter thing was last night. I'm assuming you're talking about this, though. Well, we appreciate you listening. And, folks, we're going to take more of your phone calls at the other side of this break. And then our friend, Don Nichols from The Nation, is going to join us at 5 o'clock. And we'll talk to him. And we'll take more of your calls. And we'll have all sorts of other conversations. And I'll talk and talk. And Crudy will say, yeah.
Yeah. Can we talk about Eric Hudvey suing TV stations for running an ad?
Yes, please.
He didn't like the ad, I guess, Dom.
I don't like that. They're mean to me when I'm running for Senate. Of what state? Oh, Wisconsin. That's right.
I hope he doesn't sue us. We've said all kinds of mean things. More Devils.
The American dream is dead.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil Advocates radio show, 844-967-2789. John Nichols from The Nation, from The Cap Times, is going to join us in the Happier Happy Hour. He's got an article today out at The Cap Times. He's feeling real good about Kamala Harris in the state of Wisconsin.
I'm feeling great about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz top of the ticket. I'm feeling less well about the constitutional referendums on today's partisan primary ballot. And the fine listeners of this program know, Dom, they know by now, vote no, vote twice. Well, vote no twice on your ballot. Don't vote twice. That sounds very Republican.
Vote no on both questions.
Yes, thank you for clarifying my thoughts, Dom. Elon.
Yeah.
That was a terrible interview. Here's the other rich guy I wanted to talk about for just a minute. That Eric Hudvey guy. You ever hear the term chilling prior restraint? When somebody threatens to sue your ass if you say something about him, even the truth? Well, this is his new political tact. And I would point out, Dom, as a guy who used to own a little media outlet, if you come after me and sue me, I'm just saying personally, Dom, what sort of coverage do you think you're going to get in the rest of the elective cycle?
Probably would be not great coverage. It would not be for the benefit of your campaign.
It might skew a little negative in the future.
I mean, you know, it may. That can happen.
Well, you know, it's a big deal when it makes the Raw story, Dom.
It's never good when Wisconsin or California politicians make the Raw story.
Here's the best part about this headline. At least they accuse him of being a Wisconsin Republican. Wisconsin Republican claims campaign ad defamed him and sues TV stations. And I mean multiple TV stations. So the Wisconsin Senate candidate is Eric Hudvey, you know, the porn stashioed one. And he's filed a lawsuit against several local television stations for running an ad from a Democratic political action committee. He sued all of them except one. Wait for it, Dom. The Fox outlet didn't sue Fox.
Oh, come on.
Hudvey is irate over an ad from the Wynn Senate PAC, which he claims defamed him, according to WTAQ and WLUK. The two accusations, he claims, are malicious lies. Here are the statements, Tom. I read them. I don't assert them. I just read them. Hudvey's family rigged the system to rake in $30 million in government subsidies and loans, and Hudvey is currently sheltering his wealth in shady tax havens around the world. Those were the representations made in the PAC ad. Again, that's not Tammy Baldwin's campaign. That is a independent expenditure PAC. In this case, the Wynn Senate PAC, trying to win the Senate by, you know, pointing out the negatives about Eric Hudvey, the rich guy's record. Now, Politico's newsletter reported in March that during an unsuccessful Senate run in 2012, the aforementioned and litigious Hudvey disclosed that he had assets of at least $50 million just in insurance companies based in Bermuda. $50 million in insurance holding in Bermuda, benefiting from not having to pay U.S. corporate taxes, said Politico at the time. Now, Hudvey hadn't disclosed his financials yet, the Politico report said at the time. And while the ads aired on WLUK TV Fox 11, they're not named in the suit. Only parent company Sinclair Broadcasting is mentioned for allegations against WVTV TV in Milwaukee. So this is interesting. Sinclair Broadcasting, for those that don't play inside baseball, they're very partisan to the right.
Oh, yes.
They have an agenda, and the individual stations, you know, the individual hosts may not share that agenda or ideology. Maybe they're just doing their jobs, cashing their paychecks.
Yeah, they are. They are. But they'll give them the same script over and over on different TV stations in different markets around the country. I've seen the breakdowns of all them saying the same thing. Well, whether or not they personally believe it or not, Sinclair is definitely out there getting their message out.
But they're a Fox affiliate, exempt from getting sued. But you know who else did get sued by Eric Hudvey's campaign? The parent companies of other Green Bay stations, Gray Media for WBAY-TV, Nexstar for WFRB-TV, and Scripps Media for WGBA and WACY-TV. And Hudvey is taking on longtime U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, and he will lose. The latest polling, they reference a Bullfinch Group poll, Dom. Baldwin at 50, Hudvey at 41. And I would point out, Dom, this act of suing local television stations because a third-party campaign ad said stuff about you that you don't like but probably is defendably accurate. And I've had to make some of these decisions before, Dom. I have had to sit in that room and listen to somebody's ad and make a decision. Are they factually accurate? And you know what? I don't hear any lies in this ad.
The pack behind the ad, Win Senate, told the network, "There is absolutely nothing false about the claims in this advertisement. The campaign has no right to silence Win Senate. Your decision to accept the advertisement should remain undisturbed." Undisturbed. Liberal PAC American Bridge also sounded the alarm about hedge funds that stashed hundreds of millions of dollars in the Cayman Islands. So what, you don't have millions of dollars in Bermuda in insurance, or just not that amount? I'm wondering where the actual, you know, slander
the
is.
The defamation.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
But hey, you're a rich guy, just stick it to the small town TV stations where they're saying stuff you don't like. If it's absolutely untrue, if those are false statements, provably false, said with malice, then absolutely you got every right to do it. But for some reason, kind of doubt it. But we'll see.
Well, the term chilling prior restraint, that's when a rich guy uses the power of their wealth to try and squelch the voice of media outlets like the aforementioned Eric Hudvey. That is a dumb idea, sir. I'm just telling you, they ain't going to like you much. More Devil's Advocates. We never liked you. More Devil's.